Amongst other things, a sovereignty transformation occurs in New Zealand between 1840 and 1881. In 1840, when the Treaty of Waitangi is signed, who is running New Zealand? Yeah, why are the Māori people running New Zealand, even after the treaty is signed? Yeah, they outnumber the Europeans that are living in New Zealand. We don't know how many Māori people there were exactly, but we do know that there were only about 2,000 Europeans living in New Zealand at that time. And there are various estimates about how many Māori people there are in New Zealand in 1840. They tend to vary quite a lot. Most people are saying around about 200,000 Māori people in New Zealand at that time. But if that's right, you know, why would 200,000 Māori people give away their sovereignty to 2,000 Europeans? Doesn't really make sense, does it? So Māori people were running the show in New Zealand at that time. This was simply a product of the ratios of people who were living in the country at that time. But by 1881, that had changed. By 1881, Pākehā people are now the majority of people living in New Zealand. And in fact, that demographic changed by the early 1870s in New Zealand. By about 1872, Pākehā became the predominant part of our population in this country. That was a product of, well, two things really. One was increasing immigration into New Zealand, mainly from Australia at that time. And of course, Māori mortality. Māori people had been dying from a range of European diseases that were introduced in the late 1700s, actually. So, you know, by 1881, the government, the crown, as it were, is now firmly in control and not Māori, despite the promises of the treaty. The Treaty of Waitangi in New Zealand is very clear about this. It says, Māori, you will retain your tino rangatiratanga, your sovereignty, for as long as you want. The Queen guarantees that. Very clear in New Zealand. That's why lots of Māori people signed the treaty. When the Crown realised that Māori people had no intention of giving up their sovereignty, like the English version of the treaty says they should have done, the Crown started to strategise to try and change that, try and convince Māori people that it was in their own best interest to accept a European style of law in New Zealand rather than traditional Māori custom law. When those policies to induce an acceptance of British law failed, a war was started against Māori in Taranaki in 1860. A war which in the end, the Māori people of Taranaki lost, which Māori lost. Māori people are a beaten people in their own country. Māori people did not sign away their sovereignty, as you'll sometimes hear the Prime Minister of New Zealand saying on Waitangi Day in New Zealand. Māori people had their sovereignty taken off them through a blatant act of warfare at the point of a gun, against their wishes and against what the Treaty of Waitangi stood for. And that process of taking Māori sovereignty was complete by 1881. Now that history, that view of our constitutional arrangements in New Zealand, which is my view, is not a view, of course, that's shared by the New Zealand government today. It's not a view that you'll often hear taught in schools all over New Zealand. But it's certainly a view that lots and lots of Māori people have in this country today. And it really leaves us in a rather precarious position as a country if Māori people really would like to have something done about that, let's just sit down and have a talk about it, Crown, Māori people are saying. But the government's saying, well, we're not even going to talk about sovereignty, much less do anything about it. We really do have to wonder where all that stuff might end up, don't we? And I don't happen to think that the New Zealand government currently is managing that situation particularly well, especially given the demographics of the Māori population in New Zealand today, which is the opposite to the Pākehā population. The Māori population is composed mostly of young people and not many old people. The Pākehā population is composed mostly of old people and not many young people. And Māori young people tend to be fairly idealistic, as young people tend to be, don't they? And they want to have this tino ranga tira tanga issue dealt with somehow. So we have a growing Māori population in New Zealand. It's growing just about exponentially, actually, that would like to have something done about all this stuff. And we have a government that refuses to even have a discussion about it. So that's something for you guys to get your heads around in discussions about this stuff, perhaps. It might be something to talk about. I don't know. Do you talk about this stuff in classes at all, in schools, amongst yourselves, perhaps? It's an issue that we as New Zealanders really do have to front up to at some point in the near future, because if we don't, you know, who knows where that could be heading for.